really happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Just feel free to call on in with your comments and questions and so forth as we get to the bottom of the show today here. So we're talking about climate fakery, hoaxery, and again, the data you are being shown by the corporate media to prove that you icky-poo human beings are warming the planet, it's all fraud. It's all a fake. And every time you try and go back to the original raw data sets, they throw roadblocks in the way. At Hadley Climate Research Unit, which had the data on which Michael Mann supposedly based his hockey stick, their excuse was they didn't have enough room for the raw data on the computer, so they had just thrown it away. Well, I mean, come on. How much is a USB hard drive? You can get them terabyte sizes for a couple of hundred bucks. And again, all of this behavior by the global warming adherents is at odds with scientific method. And scientific method exists because scientists recognize that they are frail, fallible, corruptible human beings. And so scientific method is a set of procedures that are followed to take that corruptible human element out of the process. And one of those key principles is reproducibility. If you conduct an experiment and you write a paper about it, I should be able to read your paper, conduct the exact same experiment, and reproduce the result. If I cannot reproduce the result, there's a problem somewhere. If somebody is out there saying the world is warming and I can't show you the raw data so you can verify it for yourself, there's a real problem out there. Now, on that issue of corruptible science, there's been this series, I think it's coming to an end, called Genius, about Albert Einstein, which has actually been a very accurate telling of both the ups and downs of his life, including his private life, which was less than wonderful. He has this nemesis in there who is out there just absolutely trying to claim that relativity is a fantasy, not on the basis of having actually gone in and found problems with the equations, but because of just personal animosity. So that stuff really happens, and that's why we have scientific method. And anybody who's not following scientific method, you know there's a problem. What's going on is religion is failing as a controller of the people. In the good old days, the king would share what he wanted to do with the priests, and the priests would turn around and say, God wants you all to do what the king desires. And the masses would say, oh, yes, we dare not oppose the gods. Well, that doesn't really work all that well anymore. More and more people don't have faith. They don't believe in the imaginary playmates in the sky. And so governments are now turning to scientists. So you've got this guy up there, and instead of a white priest's robe, he's wearing a white lab coat. Instead of the Bible, he's holding a clipboard. And he's saying the same thing. You know, just take my word for it and believe what the ruler wants you to believe. And the masses say, oh, we dare not go up against the word of science. They're using science like it's another religion, and it isn't. The two are, in fact, completely opposite. But that's what's going on. And this idea that all of climate change is the fault of humans is, of course, completely nonsense. And apparently, scientists from the University of Exeter went over to study the environmental effects caused by the Holuhraun eruption in Iceland in 2014 and 2015. And they discovered that that one single eruption put out more aerosols, sulfur dioxide, than all of the 28 countries in Europe combined. And that is the reality. Geothermal puts more of these greenhouse gases out there than all the human activity. You want to know what's really funny? One of the places where they measure CO2 content of the atmosphere that Al Gore has relied on very heavily over the years is down on the Big Island, on the top of the Mauna Kea, Mauna Loa volcano. Now, that Mauna Loa peak is upslope from the active volcano fields down at Kilauea, Chain of Craters Road, all the way down into the ocean under to Lauihi. That's where the hot spot is right now. What do volcanoes emit? Carbon dioxide. So does it make sense to be measuring atmospheric carbon dioxide on the top of a volcano that is pouring carbon dioxide into the atmosphere? Not really. But they go where the data is going to go. Remember how they were claiming budgetary constraints? They were shutting down temperature monitoring stations in all the rural, cooler areas where the abundance of green plants were absorbing sunlight, using it to photosynthesize. And rural areas are always cooler than the urban environment, which is all concrete and asphalt, and the sunlight gets reflected back and converted to heat. It's called the urban heat island effect. And they wanted the temperatures to go up, so they stopped measuring temperatures where the temperatures were cooler. It's a scam. It's just been a scam. All right, we're going to say hello to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about the global warming hoax, various other things here. And that's what it was. It was a hoax. It still is a hoax. They're still pushing it. We seem to have a nation of the scammers, by the scammers, and for the scammers. So, as Keith from Montana mentioned, they had a pretty solid earthquake up there in Montana. And it was felt 30 miles away, actually further than that, we're getting reports. It was a 5.8 earthquake, which is very unusual for that part of the country. Down in Los Angeles, 5.8, it's okay. But this was 6 miles southeast of Lincoln, and they had an aftershock of 4.9, and followed by another series of seven other smaller quakes, magnitude 3 to 4, so forth and so on. Now, the epicenters of all these quakes are about 150 miles northwest of the Yellowstone supervolcano. But you've probably heard over the last couple of weeks that there's been a swarm of something like 800 little tiny earthquakes, all in an area to the northwest of the Yellowstone caldera. And if you start at the Yellowstone caldera heading northwest, that area with the quake swarm is on the same bearing as the big quake in Montana this morning. So a lot of people are getting very nervous. Nobody's actually documented a supervolcano eruption in human history. We know they've happened, but the people who were really close to them didn't file a report. And so they don't know how much warning there could be if there's a supervolcano eruption. And they're a little bit nervous about that. Because supervolcanoes, those are really serious events. We're talking about something on the order of 20 to 100 times the size of Mount St. Helens. And we all remember what Mount St. Helens looked like. Yellowstone is not the only area of concern, because over in Campi Flegri, which is in the Mediterranean near to Naples, there's another submerged supervolcano that scientists seem to, they're alarmed. It's showing a lot more activity. Apparently, it last erupted in 1538, although that was a minor eruption only lasting for 8 days. But when it first blew up 39,000 years ago, it threw lava and rocks literally hundreds of kilometers away from what was the most violent eruption in the past 200,000 years in Europe. Some of these supervolcanoes are amazing. Yellowstone appears to be the largest, but there are others around the Earth. There's Toba over there in the Western Pacific. And one characteristic of a supervolcano is it doesn't leave a cone behind it. That's why it took so long to figure out what was going on. If you have a cone left behind, that's a small volcano. The supervolcanoes are explosive, and they literally blast out a hole in the ground into which dirt will fill back in or water. There's the islands of Santorini in the Mediterranean, which are thought to be the remains of a massive volcanic eruption, which may have actually led to the story of the great plagues of Egypt, when you look at what comes out of a volcano and what it can do. So they're worried about this one over there in Naples. And it's kind of amazing to hear Al Gore and all of his people go on and on about plastic bags and tin cans while they're oblivious to what the planet Earth itself is really capable of doing when it lets go. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. Yeah, I was just watching the news, and a very great speech that Donald Trump gave about Europe. And he's telling the European countries that they got to keep their culture at all costs. So I think that was a great plus for the world. But I do want to talk about what's going on with these Demorats trying to pump up Puerto Rico to be a state, and so they'll have more electoral votes for the Demorat Party. I think the Republicans do that, they're committing suicide. And I do believe this DACA has to end, and there should be no sanctuary at all against the federal government, Michael. And Trump's got to put his foot down and say, nope. Can't have this.
I absolutely agree. I mean, all these people with sanctuary cities and assisting the illegal immigrants, they're already in violation of Title 8. These people should be arrested, removed from office, and thrown into jail. And now that the globalists are backing off on the open borders thing, I'm hoping that some of these people in the U.S. will back off. But again, they're using the illegal immigrants to rig the elections. Don't forget that video that came on out just a day ago, where not only were millions of illegal immigrants being registered across America, they were actually being paid to vote for Hillary Clinton. Not a lot, but a little bit.
Well, Michael, you're absolutely right. But listen, also, Donald Trump did win the popular vote because they're already talking now. These states are not admitting to the real truth about the election. And Donald Trump did win the popular vote. And, when that really hit, how come the news, the CNN, all these communist news networks, are never going to tell you that, the Bolsheviks? Because they're going to swap our lives to destroy the white power structure in this country. That's all there is to it. I don't care what anybody says. That's what I feel. That's what I know. That's exactly what's going on in this country. They're trying to wipe out the white European power base, and that's what they're doing in Europe, and they're doing it here. And they're trying to do a great job of it, but unfortunately, people woke up in mass because of the Internet. And you know what, Michael? It ain't going to stop it now because they can't put the genie back in the bottle. And you know what? As far as this goes with Trump doing over in Europe, he's going to expose the whole truth. And I believe Putin, who he is going to help him. Because Putin, if you want to know, Michael, is a nationalist. He's very nationalistic,
yes.
Putin.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Right there, yes. And Putin is very wealthy, too. Like, he's actually wealthier than Trump, I believe. And Putin is going to go along with Trump, and he's going to expose a lot of this stuff. I believe it's already happening. I believe with they're talking now, there's a million people in these sanctuary cities that are going to try to become turn voters so they can vote in the 2018 election. That's exactly what they're trying to do, turn a million of these illegals, give them sanctuary, and then somehow rig the system where they can turn them into voters, and they're all 99% of them are going to vote Democrat. This is all about the vote, Michael. It's nothing. This whole thing is a conspiracy of biblical proportion as far as all these illegals coming here. They're not coming here to compliment Michael. They're coming to eat the lunch, take the jobs, and guess what? You want to take your government back? You tell a lot of white Americans to go back and get jobs in the federal government. That's how you take your government back. You put them to work in the federal government, Michael. You hire them in the federal government, the state jobs. You put white Americans back to work. Michael, there's like you're saying a long time ago, I remember you said it, there's almost 50 million white Americans not working in this country. They gave up. They felt beat down. They just quit because they felt their government betrayed them. So, now that this is being exposed by Trump, there's no putting the genie back in the bottle. There's no way. It's all exposed. And the Communist News Network, the CBS broadcasting, Communist Broadcasting System, and all these fake news outlets are all been exposed. Now, the thing is, where we're getting beat down, Michael's on these college campuses by a bunch of lily whites that don't have, like I said, don't even have, never had a calf on their hand. You got a lot of white American kids, young adults that never had hard knocks. They never knew what was to live on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They've always been here, free, 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 everything's free. And until they have an awakening, they're going to be kind of liberal. You're like a hippie, like the hippies back in the 60s, So I just, when I see in Trump's speech today, Michael, I hope you get the chance to see it. He gave a heck of a speech. I just listened about 15 minutes of it. It was really good. And he's talking about Europeans got to keep their culture because they're invading with the Muslims. Let's not kid ourselves, Michael. This is all by design by guys like Soros, the Zog agents,
yes.
Michael. That's all I can tell you. This is log ages.
Well, the problem with wanting to get more white people back into the federal government is the federal government does impose race-based quota hiring, And that, of course, it's still racism. It's just racism in reverse. As far as
It's affirmative black action. That's exactly what it is. Affirmative black action.
Okay, Tom, calm down. Okay, let me get in here little bit. The issue with the illegal elections, when somebody asks to see your ID to drive a car, nobody screams racism. If you have to show your ID to buy alcohol, nobody screams racism. There are so many areas of activity in the country where you're required to show your ID, and nobody screams you're being a racist when you ask to see the ID, except when it's for voting. And then all of a sudden they scream, it's racism, you're disenfranchising voters. No, we just want to make sure they're legally qualified to vote by being a citizen who's supposed to be here. The only racism aspect is if they're illegal immigrants from Central and South America, in which case they're not supposed to be voting anyway.
Correct. Michael, did you see the statistics in Chicago over the weekend?
Oh, I sure did.
Maybe you can talk about that a little bit after I hang up, but yeah, that's unbelievable what's going on in Chicago. And they have some of the strictest gun laws in the United States, if not the strictest. And you got that Rahm Emanuel, and that you got these guys like Rahm Emanuel and Podesta and all these I don't know what you call them, Wiccans. I don't know what they are. It's unbelievable what's going on in our cities. And it's just amazing what's happening in the United States. But you know what? Trump saved the day, I believe. The speech you gave today, Michael, I'm
okay,
telling you,
you're starting to break up here. Okay, Tom, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. We already did cover the shooting statistics up there in Chicago. And, it's a reminder. When law-abiding citizens are allowed to be armed, crime goes down. Every single study on the link between crime and an armed populace shows the same thing. An armed society is much safer than a disarmed society. Chicago proves that. All right, we're going to go to Sherry in Texas. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, two things. There's people that think that the Bible is referencing a Third World War by different passages and this and that. But there's other people who think that that is referring to, instead, a worldwide event like a supervolcano, that the mm-hmm. big worldwide event will actually be a Mother Nature type event. That's one thing I wanted to point out. They don't all think it's going to be for a war, like this country against that country, but more mm-hmm. like an event. I've heard it said both ways, so I'm just going to throw that in there. Also, you would talk about a lot of things about science. You're talking about the science of mass and form. I just want to point out, too, that there's a science of energy, which is physics, and there's a quantum physicist named David Bohm, B-O-H-M. And you can Google him, no, DuckDuckGo him, and look him up and everything if you want to. And he believes that we live in a non-local reality and our minds are not separate from the world. And this is sort of an Easter-type religious belief. Mm-hmm. But he provided a holographic model of the universe, and a lot of other physicists use that model to test their theories and things like that. So there's a whole other science there, which is the science of energy, or chi, or ch. Well, it's psi.
Okay, you're
but I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, I would appreciate you not doing that, because you're pulling a bunch of buzzwords from what are very disparate disciplines. And yes, the science of energy is physics, and to a physicist, matter and energy are simply two aspects of the same exact stuff. And when you get into the world of quantum mechanics, and that's something that I'm just barely scratching the surface on right now, and it's a lot
yeah.
of fun. But
it is
again,
fun.
You have to be very careful that there are scientists out there who are also religious, and they try and justify their religion by claiming their science proves it, and then you're getting into a very intellectually dishonest area.
Yeah. This
science
is aside from religion.
Science is what can be reproduced and demonstrated repeatedly, not just a feeling on the part of the scientist. Sherry, we're going to let you go. We got to get a commercial break here, then we got more phone calls waiting after the commercial break.
Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones. Holly in Missouri. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to mention baby Charlie. This particular story is killing me because although it's in Britain, we have the sword of Damocles hanging over us with our government health care. And, you know, that our government enjoys playing war games so much. And I realize what I'm saying is a total fallacy, but somebody needs to bust that baby out of the hospital because I don't think we can have technocrats decreeing who will live and who will die. And I think if it's allowed anywhere, you know, it's going to spread like wildfire.
Okay, I have to admit, I'm not up on the story of baby Charlie. Just give us a brief précis. What's going on here?
Basically, I didn't do a deep research, but he was born and he has a rare condition. And the parents in Britain, I don't know how they got the money. They probably crowdfunded it. And they have money to take him to America for an experimental treatment. And they were denied. The Pope offered to do treatment as well in Italy. That was just denied today. And they say that the baby must die. I just wanted to mention that because I don't want to go down that road. Period. End of discussion. I was damaged by a defective product myself managed to get myself to 85% of my capacity, was damaged by more defective humans with MD behind their name, and I have no respect at this point. I do understand, you know, the scientific method, but I don't think it's been being followed.
With regard to what?
Much of anything, quite frankly.
I would agree with you on that, but it seemed like a kind of a broad generalization. I'm looking at a story here right now where basically the European Court of Human Rights is basically saying the hospital can discontinue life support for this baby, and apparently it's going to be switched off tomorrow. Apparently the Pope is issuing a Vatican passport so the parents can try and get this kid down there. But it's turning into a big, big controversy. And I wish it was a black and white issue, but the question is the baby viable? I mean, is he going to someday be able to survive off the life support? And if the answer is no, then what kind of a life can he look at? And it's a complex issue, and it's like all these people are kept in persistent vegetative states as long as the money holds up.
But I disagree. I think it's a slippery slope. Basically, they have the money, and it's their child, and if they want to do an experimental treatment, if you live in a free world, they can do it. And also, I don't recall which state, but there's at least one state in the country that has the insurance company is trying to deny treatment for people who are terminally ill. And I also think if you're an adult and you want treatment for your terminal illness, I think you have the right to do that, and they're already trying to shut that off, and I'm sorry I can't name the state.
It is, and I know there was this big stink about a month ago where these health insurance providers were prevailing on the doctors to recommend euthanasia to extremely aged patients or those with a terminal disease as a cost-saving measure.
Well, I just wanted to say that I think that I got hurt by people who were playing God, and I think in some cases they bought into products without using their brains that were prepackaged that should have never been allowed into the market. And I don't think that playing God ever got, and also not fully, there's a lot of stuff going on that involves slick marketing without actually giving people all the facts before they use something, and they also don't.
Yeah, and now the FDA is already talking about they're going to end those little warnings on the TV commercials for prescription medication at the end. You know, use of this medication can cause these. Those are going to go away. On the assumption that nobody's paying attention to them anyway, which is nonsense. It's just all about protecting the profits of the pharmaceutical industry. Holly, we're going to have to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Got more callers waiting on the line when we get back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here. We're going to go back to the telephones now to James in Portland. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, yesterday one of your callers brought up platinum and fuel cells.
Yes.
And I just wanted to make a comment on the progress that's been made. The original fuel cell cars by the major Japanese companies used about 90 grams or 3 ounces of platinum. The latest cars that are now driving around California are using around 30 grams or 1 ounce of platinum. And the next generation stacks that are under development by GM and Honda, who have partnered, are said to use only 5 to 7 grams, which is about the same that's in every catalytic converter in every petrol car on the market.
That would certainly explain the drop in demand and price for platinum then.
And also, the tanks, you were concerned about the storage of gaseous hydrogen, and these tanks that are now storing hydrogen for these fuel cell cars that are driving around California have been tested, and they require a 50 caliber bullet just to pierce them I think you'd be quite amazed. You can see these, you can see videos and get more information on, there's a video of this exact experiment on YouTube. Also, I wanted to bring up the fact that...
Before you go any further on that one, my issue was not gaseous hydrogen. We know that that can be kept contained in a tank. It was if they were going with a cryogenic hydrogen. That is much more difficult to contain in any kind of a tank.
I see. All the cars right now are using gaseous hydrogen at 10,000 PSI, and... I also wanted to bring up the fact that Germany right now is—it's already undergone testing, and they're building hydrogen trains. They don't need a pantograph or overhead wires or any of that stuff, and they plan to have these on the rails, transporting people at the end of this year or early next year, as many as 40 of them, and that's to go with their hydrogen submarine that they've already got. And they're also working on hydrogen airplanes. And another application for this technology is drones. And hydrogen drones, you don't have the weight of the lithium batteries, and you can stuff the frame with the actual fuel. And the hydrogen, as you well know, is buoyant, so you get the double advantage of the more fuel you have in the drone itself, the lighter it is. And these
No. That's a fallacy, because if the hydrogen is being held under pressure, then its density is going to go up. If the hydrogen were the same pressure as the outside atmosphere, that would be true. But if you're under 10,000 PSI pressure, then I imagine you're going to have a very high dense amount of hydrogen. It's going to be heavier than air at that point.
Well, these drones are under, the drones that I'm speaking of are under 5,000. I'm not aware of any under 10 yet, but in any event, I hear what you're saying. But these drones, these hydrogen drones, are getting 4 hours plus of uptime, which beats the current lithium battery drones by a magnitude. So that's the future. And I was wondering, just one last thing, right down there on Cook Street in Honolulu, one of the best hydrogen advocates and most knowledgeable hydrogen advocates in the world, his name is Stan Osserman. He works for the Hawaii Center for Advanced Transportation Technologies. And I'm sure that he would love to talk to you and your listeners about this and the incredible things that are going on every day with this hydrogen tech. It's really astounding what is happening. And I'd like to...
I'll have to pay a visit to the man here. I have one question right now. Right now, there are so few hydrogen cars, hydrogen trains, and so forth. Unlike automobiles that are fueled on gasoline, where we have a huge infrastructure of pipes and refineries, if we start really developing hydrogen technology, which I think would be a really good idea, at some point we have to ask the question, where is all the hydrogen going to come from, and what is going to be the cost to produce it compared to the current petroleum-based technology?
Well, there's a company in Utah, and I'm not sure if you'd like me to mention the name or not, but if anyone just Googles hydrogen truck, there's a company in Utah that is building right now. They've got a prototype, and they introduced it last December. It's a hydrogen Class 8 semi-truck, and that's enough. That's pretty good right there. But what this company plans to do is to build 375 solar-powered hydrogen stations across the United States and southern Canada. And they calculate that they will be able to sell this solar hydrogen-produced, the solar-produced hydrogen at $3.50 a kilogram. And this takes us back to sub-$1 gas, because hydrogen is about twice as efficient when you're using it for transportation like that in a fuel cell. And so we're looking at, if this company is successful, you can find more information, if you don't want me to mention the name, by just Googling hydrogen truck. It's made a big news, and if they can do this, this will be the biggest thing to ever happen to transportation, and it's all domestically produced. These stations, because once you've paid for the panels and the equipment, the electricity is then free. And by the way, just in the last couple weeks,
Hold it before you leap on here. The electricity is not, or rather the hydrogen is not free, and the electricity is not free because there's going to be maintenance on these. And the other problem I foresee is that if, for example, half of all the cars and trucks in the United States were converted to hydrogen, just off the top of my head, I see a problem of literally running out of room for these solar-powered hydrogen-producing stations.
Well, they've done, on the website, if people find it, they've done the calculations, and they're ready to announce the location of the first eight stations here in the next month or so.
All right.
So this is going to be astounding, and I understand your point about it not being free, but once the equipment is paid for, the electricity that comes out of those panels is effectively free. And California, in the last week, this is in the LA Times, California solar plants produce so much power that California had to pay Arizona to take the excess. And so instead of paying another state to take this excess, they're working so well, the central, this, I don't know if the last time, when the last time you drove up through the Central Valley of California, but it's changed a lot, and there's a lot of solar plants there. And so instead of paying another state to take this excess energy, you crank up electrolyzers and you make hydrogen with it. Before I understand, you've got to let me go, but I'd like to really, this gentleman's name is Stan Osterman, and he's got plenty of videos. All you have to do is search Stan Osterman Hydrogen, and you can see him, and he'd love to come on your show and talk to your listeners. I think you'd really be amazed. He's much more knowledgeable than I am about this stuff, and he's hands-on right down there on Cook Street in Honolulu, and he really could, I think you'd find what he has to say very interesting.
Well, I'm certainly going to look him up, and in the long run, I think hydrogen power or electric power is going to be the way to go. The problem is that every time we hear about one of these wonderful ideas, there's always a big gaping hole, and that is on the front end of, you know, providing the raw materials on a scale sufficient to support a society of our size. And every time somebody talks about we can solve all of our problems with solar cells, the first thing I start thinking about is the solar cell footprint and, how much room are we really going to have? Because the more solar cells you put on up, then you're blocking light that's getting to the ground, and that's going to have an impact on agriculture and so forth. So anyway, I will look him up, and yes, I do need to let you go because we're running out of time here, and we're going to switch over here to James in Atlanta. James, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind today?
Mike, I had a question about the voter ID. There's two questions. If you are aware of how many people actually don't have an ID in America, and then if it's a real problem, why hasn't anybody, any of the politicians, done any type of seminars or anything to help people get an ID? They always bring up the fact that people that are having a hard time voting, but you never see them, you know, trying to solve a problem and help people without an ID get one. So if you could just
well, I mean,
about
it's
that.
It's not that difficult. I mean, here in the state of Hawaii, I mean, I think things it's true in every one of the states. Even if you're not going to drive, the state will give you a state-approved ID card where you go on in, prove who you are, prove that you're a legal American citizen. You get a plastic card that will be what you show to buy alcohol, so forth and so on. So I don't understand this idea about why it's difficult to get an ID card. It really isn't if you are a legal American citizen. If you're not a legal American citizen, then it is a problem to get an ID card, and you shouldn't have one.
But none of the politicians that always bring that point, are you aware that they've ever tried to solve that problem and try to help people that are disenfranchised? It just seems like they bring the point, but they haven't tried to solve it.
No, what they're trying to do is get rid of the requirement for a voter ID so they can use people who are not legally entitled to vote to swing the outcome of an election, as happened last year.
So it seems like they're really not trying to fix the problem. They're just trying to drive a wedge.
No, they're not trying to fix the problem. To some extent, we have to understand that a large number of people who are holding political office in this country are holding it because the system is crooked and easy to rig. They're not going to want to change a darn thing, or they'll be out of a job next election.
I just feel sorry for anybody that doesn't have an ID, and it seemed like if they really cared about it, they would try to help straighten it out.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for that. And real quick, I'm looking at my email. Somebody wrote on in and corrected me regarding the skiing on July 4th. Apparently, it has happened before on Mammoth Mountain. Rarely. It's only Tahoe where it was the first time in history. Somebody else wrote in to say that they're able to achieve better storage of hydrogen at much lower pressures using metal hydride than the normal high-pressure vessels. And, yeah, that's all well and good. But, again, the front end, how do you produce the hydrogen in enough volume to service all of the transportation needs of an entire country? That's a big question mark for me. Now, if we could accomplish fusion power, then the solution is obvious. We take those offshore oil drilling platforms, we put fusion reactors on the top of them, suck up the seawater, break it into hydrogen and oxygen, problem solved. That would be a way to go. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
It's the Breitbart article on manipulating the data, adjusting the temperatures, of course, to skew towards warming and their agenda. And actually what that is, you know, of course, we know that's not scientific method, but that's definitely the opposite.
It's
but
propaganda.
What that actually is political science in a different aspect of political science. That's exactly what that is. It's adjusting that's political science for their agenda. And a comment to Holly there, she's got a big heart, I can tell, but I can tell you my experience in medicine, 23 years, ICU, she talks about playing God. We're playing God when we don't allow God to take the patient away quite often. I've seen so many patients vegetative, and we have quite a team of people that come to the family and tell them the status, and they don't want to listen a lot of times, so we give them time to kind of absorb all the information. And at some point in time when it's, I mean, we've done the apnea testing on the ventilator, and we've done EEGs and checked the amplitude and cold chloric testing to check brainstem activity. We've done everything. We've got a whole protocol to pretty much indicate, vegetative state. And at some point in time when families say, no, I want everything done still, you talk about quality versus quantity. If your heart can still keep beating, but you're vegetative in your mind, your head, your neuros, that's vegetative. That's a really sad thing to see happen, and people live the rest of their lives in a vegetative state in a nursing home, getting bed sores, urinary tract infections, sepsis, and then they find basically pneumonias and dying. It's a very, very bad way to go. So I say when she's talking about playing God, I think we go a little ways out to give it time, and then we finally say, well, it is what it is. We're sorry, but this is the current situation. And then we take it to an ethics committee, and the ethics committee looks it over, and there's a lot of physicians on there, and they look over all the data, everything, and then they present it again to the family. And then, you know, the family says, I still want everything done. And quite often, times we'll do, but then we'll stabilize, and then we'll find some kind of skilled nursing facility that will take the patient if they're on a ventilator, and they'll live the rest of their lives out in a nursing home and to die there at the nursing home in a very bad situation. And sometimes we've actually, you know, they've taken to court to say, you need to stop, you really do. And it's sad, like I said, to see a person.
Yeah, but in this particular case, Holly's concern was that the British medical establishment didn't seem to go through all of that. They just arbitrarily said, this kid's life isn't worth anything, and we're going to pull the life support off. And the other issue that I raised, of course, was the recent story about how health insurance providers in the United States are encouraging doctors to convince terminally ill and very old patients to just accept euthanasia in order to save the health insurance company's money. And it seems like the playing of God is going a little bit in both directions. And obviously, if you are getting on in years, you should write out a living will that says what you want done. We discovered here in Hawaii, for example, I always joke about donating my body to medical science because medical students can always use a good laugh. And I found out that if I had died when I had my recent illness, Claire would not have been able to do that. They would have forced her to just get a regular conventional funeral, which is hideously expensive. We don't have that kind of money. And so you have to literally write out that document ahead of time and sign it and get it notarized saying, yeah, when I am dead, just ship me off. Reuse my organs if any of them are still viable, and ship the rest over to a medical school, and they'll stuff me and mount me in a pose that represents my natural environment, you know, with all these blown out computers all around my feet or something.
Well, Mike, you'd be really surprised how many people will step in, even when you have a DNR, do not resuscitate order, and a family member, you'll have five people in a family, and everybody's on board to say, okay, we're going to recognize Dad's wishes, and you have that one person that doesn't and fights it, and the whole system gets tossed into legalities. It's terrible. And we never get to follow through right away with the wishes of the patient. It's really bad. It's not as cut and dry as you think it is, unfortunately. It should be. The wishes should be.
No, I know it isn't, because I've seen it up close and personal myself a couple of times, and it's one of the reasons why I'm glad I didn't go into the medical profession. I don't have the emotionality for it. The first time I lost a patient, that would be it. I'd be out. And that's where I would be with that. Much better to be an astronomer. If a star dies, who cares, right? Okay.
All right, thanks, Michael.
We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our program today on this Thursday. And we've got a couple of stories from the world of computers before we sign off. Apparently, this most recent ransomware attack that went all over the place was, in fact, hitting hospitals. It hit two hospitals in Pennsylvania, shut down the computer network at a hospital in West Virginia. Surgeries had to be delayed. Their computer networks were destroyed. I mean, we're talking about people's lives at risk from all of this ransomware and absolutely nothing whatsoever from the NSA about any of this stuff. Meanwhile, of course, NATO is still out there insisting that this most recent ransomware was not really ransomware, but a cyber attack by a state sponsor, and they're promising retaliation. And we all know who they're going to blame for this. Even though the ransomware emerged out of Ukraine, they're going to say, somehow it's Russia, somehow it's Russia. Now, if you have an Android device, you need to be aware there is a new malware out there called Copycat. It disguises itself as a popular Android app that you download from third-party stores. And once downloaded, the malware starts collecting data about the infected device and downloads rootkits to help root these Android smartphones. And it deliberately removes all the security defenses from the device and injects code into the Zygote app launching process to fraudulently install apps and display ads and generate revenue. So this is really epidemic out there. And for example, on my website, there are three pop-unders. If you're getting pop-overs and you're getting a lot more ads, then you've got some one of these devices out there. And what's really amazing is how many people are willing to advertise with these essentially criminal operations who are making money off of other people's work, other people's websites. But we become a nation of the scammers, by the scammers, and for the scammers. And nothing illustrates that more than apparently how the lotteries have been exposed as rigged in Wisconsin, Colorado, Kansas, and Oklahoma. And they're talking about this one individual who managed to win $783,000 in payouts and then went on this financial thing to basically shelter it from taxes. And ultimately scammed the U.S. government for $150,000 and $36,000 more from Wisconsin in tax refunds on the lottery payout. And to get the payout, he had this programmer, Eddie Tipson, who's former security director for the Multi-State Lottery Association, rigged the December 29th, 2007 Megabucks lottery. It's all a fake and a fraud. And speaking of which, Google is spending $800,000 on a bot system to provide 20,000 articles a month, I'm sorry, 30,000 articles automated to local newspapers and bloggers. They're just going to churn out the fill so they don't have to report on any kind of the real news out there. And finally, apparently Facebook has 83 million fake users. About 8.7 of all active accounts. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow here on Republic Broadcasting Friday. Not sure yet if the lovely Lady Claire will be able to join us or not. We'll fill you in at the start of show tomorrow. Take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.